the use of tear gas takes it to another level of riot. If there's a riot, then you use tear gas to disperse out of control. And we have to now recognize what were the tears or the escalation of the event that warranted the triggering of the tear gas. And has that level of escalation been justified by the police service? And after incidents, exercises, operations of that nature has taken place, what also has to happen is something known in law enforcement and the military as an after-action report. Did the after-action report produce the information, the evidence, the footage, the scenarios of there was confrontation, there was provocation, there was pushback that became almost violent, hence the police had to react in a certain way? So these are some key questions that need to be asked and also needs to be answered.